The larger of the two federal grants, $1.8 million, is intended to get suitable long-term jobs for youth with developmental disabilities. Currently, community-based employment for those in the long-term care system is between 9 and 14%. That can be higher, says Beth Swedeen. She runs the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities.
If a person is really focused and loves numbers, then probably checking the bottles for expiration in a pharmacy is the perfect job. And that's something that's really important, but it's not really maybe the kind of task that a pharmacist should have to do at $35 an hour when you can pay somebody $8 an hour to do it. So what we're also trying to get across is this issue that there are many, many jobs that people with disabilities can do that can make businesses more profitable.
The other federal grant is $300,000. It will go to the Department of Health Services. That agency will partner with WEDA, the Wisconsin Housing Economic Development Authority, to establish housing for disabled persons on Medicaid. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.